We're in Simon Reish Pei Vav, entitled Dini Tfilos Musaf to Shabbos. We're up to Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us that Kol Yochid Chayv L'Spal Tfilos HaMusafin Be'inim Yeshibor Be'ir Olo. Even though it does not sound like much of a chiddush, the truth is the fourth chapter in Brachos has a Mishnah with a three-way dispute whether or not a person who is not davening with a minion, whether or not it's necessary or whether they're allowed to daven musaf. The Mechaber clearly paskins that one is allowed to daven musaf and is supposed to do so even if you're not in a place where there's a tzibor or if there's a tzibor be'ir, which means there's an opinion in the Mishnayos that say that in the event that there is a minyan occurring in your city, even if you're not there, they can be motzi you, the fact that you're in the same community. We don't hold like that. And then the Ramah adds, V'yachaka chozer hashleya tzibor hatfilo kumo b'sher tfilo. So of course we are familiar with this as well. It doesn't seem like much of a chiddush that there is a chazaras hashatz. There's a repetition of the Shmon Esrei even when it comes to tfilos musaf. So why would one think that musaf is any different than any of the other tfilos? We already mentioned that there is a significant difference. But when it comes to musaf, there is no tashlum. If one misses musaf, he cannot make it up, as opposed to the other tefillos, which one can. So we already know that there is a difference between the two. The Mishnah Berurah furthermore explains, the lo tame of the person should not think. The hoil behuva makom hakrovos hakarma. Even though the truth is, one can maybe look at all of our tefillos, shacharis, mincha, we have the tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel ben arbayim, that's connected those karbanos, the shacharis and mincha service. However, when it comes to musaf, it's even more so, in which we have in the actual Shmon Esrei, the actual tefillah has in it the psukim which pertain to that particular day, whether it's Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, psukim which talk about the karbanos, that lohutlu ha-mitzvah rak al hatzibur shebe'ir, velo al ha-yachid. Because it's talking about karbanos, which of course is referring to the time in which it has to be representing a community at tzibur, it's not something which was done on an individual basis, and therefore you would think maybe the tefillah of musaf is not said on an individual basis. We don't say this. Even when it comes to tefillah smusaf, there is an element of rachmim, that we're still asking Hashem, we're still connecting to Hashem in that capacity by showing our dependence to Hashem. And therefore, even b'yachid, even a person is davening by themselves, daven's musaf. And then the Mechaber tells us the following halachah in Sif Gimel. Mutter litom kodem tefillah smusafin. A person does not have to wait until after musaf to eat. A person can even eat after Krisat Torah, before Musaf. The Hainu Achilas Peros O Afilu Pas Muat. Let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says about this before we get too excited. That a person can eat fruit. You can also even have bread. Afilu Te'ima Sheishba Kedei Litzod Halev. Even if you eat enough, that will satiate and satisfy your heart. You feel pretty full. Avol su the aser. Not allowed to have a full blown out meal. So the Mishnah Berurah begins by asking a question. He says as follows, and really there's an entire simon, a few simonim coming from Yeresh Pei Tess, going to talk about eating before Shacharis. There's a difference between eating before Shacharis on Shabbos, or in general, and eating before Musaf. Before Shacharis is very briefly. On Shabbos, before Shacharis, it's not as much of an issue because there's no chi of Kiddush. Because you cannot make Kiddush until after you've davened Shacharis, because part of Kiddush, as we saw, is a requirement of Kiddush b'makom suda. You have to have a meal. And you can't eat a full meal before you daven Shacharis. And therefore, because of that, there's more, there's leniencies to allow you to eat before Shacharis certain foods, which we'll discuss at a later time. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to after Shacharis, now the Chiyuv of Kiddush kicks in. The Chiyuv of Kiddush kicks in, you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda, you have to have a meal. So, what do you mean? You're not allowed to have a meal, we just said. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Once Shacharis completes, now you're obligated to make Kiddush, and if you're not allowed to really eat anything after that, before you make Kiddush, you're not really supposed to eat or drink anything after Shacharis. Then Kiddush El Makom Suda. So if you're going to make Kiddush, you also have to have a meal. Kiddush Machem Suda. So what does it mean? After Shachris, how can you have a meal? So Yesh Lomer Dedaik Sheishke Kos Yayin Achar Kiddush. So we talked about Kiddush Machem Suda doesn't mean physically a meal with bread. That's not necessary. But rather something which gives you some form of satisfaction, which would include making Kiddush on wine. Degamzu Mikri Suda. That if you would have a sufficient amount of wine, and we discussed what that consisted of, how much that is, that would already be Kiddush Makam Suda. You can also eat fruit afterwards, and that would be fine. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, even a little bit of bread, which means literally a little bit of bread, up to a volume of a beitza, of a volume of an egg, as long as it is a chilas arai, it's not a full blown out set meal. The koshikinim oichel mini targima mechemeshes haminim deshar. If one would eat from among the five species targim, which is like a cake, some type of pastries or cookies, that is not an issue at all. So one is able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Makam Suda by having mizonos or having a sufficient amount of wine, and therefore it's not an issue of Kiddush Makam Suda. You do need to make Kiddush before one eats, as long as once it's already after Shachris, and then afterwards you should have a little bit to eat, and that's sufficient, but you have to daven Musaf afterwards, and only after Musaf should you have your actual Suda, your actual meal. And then the Sif Dalet continues as follows. It will be the last Sif that is we're going to see in this Siman. Ha'ilofon of Shtei Tefilos. This is also a Gemara in Brachos, and he says the following. Let's say you have two tefillos in front of you that you have to do. Achas shel mincha v'achas shel musafin. You didn't daven musaf yet, now it's the time to daven mincha. When is the earliest time to daven mincha? So he says, it's now past sheish shel somechsa. It's past 6.5 hours in the day, so let's assuming what 6 a.m. is sunrise, 6 p.m. is sunset, with perfect day of shel zmanios, therefore that would be 12:30 p.m. Shuzman tefillos mincha, at that time, that is the time when you can begin mincha. Sarach l'spalel shel mincha tchila. You're supposed to daven mincha before musaf. Even though normally, of course, we daven musaf, then later on we daven mincha. But in this situation, since you tarried and waited, you didn't daven musaf yet, so you should first daven mincha, v'yachar shel musaf. And the reason why, which is also elaborated upon in the Gemara, is the principle of tadir v'shenu tadir tadir kodem. We only daven musaf once a week, maybe it's Rosh Chodesh. Mincha is all the time, it's every day. So therefore, in the event that mincha and musaf come together, we do the one which is more common, mincha, and then musaf. Umiyu, however, he says, im hiktim shel musaf yotzef. You didn't do it properly. Let's say you daven musaf first, even though you weren't supposed to, your yotzef, you fulfilled your obligation of davening musaf. And the last thing that's brought down in the mechaber is, v'yesh mi shahoyra she'en oisim kem b'tzibur l'hatan tefilas mincha l'tefilas musaf, k'deish lo yitzur. That in the event that you're davening b'tzibur, even though this is the rule, this is the only time you should daven mincha before musaf, is if you're by yourself. But if you're with a tzibur, and for some reason the entire tzibur didn't daven musaf yet, you should daven musaf first, and then mincha. He says the reason is, otherwise, the entire tzibur is going to get confused, and start thinking, you know what, maybe we're always supposed to daven mincha first. And even, as the Mishnah Berurah says, even perhaps a few kodem chatzos, maybe people would start thinking you're supposed to daven mincha even before midday, which of course you're not allowed to do. And therefore, for the sake of the tzibur, we're not a person is supposed to daven musaf, but a person in a normal situation, for whatever reason, missed musaf, let's say a practical time, you forgot it was Rosh Chodesh, and you woke up, it's 3 in the afternoon, so in that time you're supposed to daven mincha, then and then musaf. The Mishnah Berurah says one last thought, which we'll conclude with. He says, "V'im hu samuch erev." What if it's only minutes before sunset, and you just can't cram in musaf and mincha together? Then lo shos l'spal shtein. Which one should you do? Should you daven musaf or mincha? Well, we said you're supposed to daven mincha before musaf, but that's only when you have time to do both. He says, in this situation, you spal musaf. Why should you daven musaf? The mincha yesh lo tashlumin be'arvis. Because if you miss mincha for a good reason, then you can always make it up and daven a second Shemone Esrei in the evening for Maariv. Masha Einkin b'Musaf, so says the Magen Avraham, that when it comes to Musaf, if you missed it, you missed it. So therefore, in that case, when you have only Musaf and Mincha together, only a few seconds, when it comes to Musaf, same Musaf.